nice to get back to playing competitive football, Conor, I'd say. And, you know, playing Kyle Nairn, they're a little bit behind you because they're I suppose they're waiting on the young fellas to come through. And although you've introduced a couple of young fellas this evening there, which is nice to see.
Yeah, Jack Higgins there, it was his first start tonight. He didn't look like it. He was immense. He got flying. A few points flying it. Yeah, he's great energy.
19, is he?
I think he's only 18.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's only 18. Yeah. And Vinny Quinlan there, his first game as well, was really good as well. Yeah, Kyle Nairn have a lot of young lads coming through on minor and under 20 teams at Wexford, so they'll be a force years to come.
How did you approach this evening?
It was tough, it was difficult because we were in a Hurling County final this day last week against Tower Rock, so both teams
went extra time,
yeah. So it was, this week was all about just getting the bodies right, getting football back in our hands and trying to implement systems, but it's hard when you only get a week to do that. So it was great to get the win, to get the season off to a good start.
I know you're in a perfect position to judge this, Conor, because you know we played all the hurling out, which was fantastic for hurlers, but the likes of Ben Brosnan and chaps that you have that don't hurl, it's difficult now to be starting a football championship in October, isn't it?
It is challenging. It's great for the likes of myself who would only play hurling, say, after the intercounty scene is finished, that we get a run at the hurling. We get 6 or 7 weeks and our touch gets going. But for the likes of Ben and Dunica, James, these fellas who only play football, it's definitely challenging. But I think going forward, I like the split season. Maybe they could do it putting the football first next year, giving them a go, because it's difficult playing football championship October, November. Like, we were lucky today.
Or
but
maybe started earlier, maybe.
I suppose that depends on the intercounty season. If they could get that wrapped up, then play them off. But split season is... there's definitely benefits to it.
Haven't been so close in the last couple of years, you know, and winning one, you know, you're always going to be there or thereabouts, aren't you?
You can't say that. There's only 12 teams in the senior championship, and on any day anyone can beat anyone. It's very competitive there, so we have to be on our A game to beat any team in this championship. So we'd be hoping to get there. Look, we're a proud football club and we'd be hoping to be there or thereabouts every year, but it's definitely not a given.
213 is still a decent score.
It is against a tough kind of Nairn team. Like, a lot of our lads are battered and bruised there. They were definitely leaving a few shots on us, but our forward, we've really good forwards there, and the likes of Robbie and Ben and Dunica, when they get a ball one on one, like, we'd back them to get a score out of it.
Yeah, and you know, Frank Roach is another caught my eye. This evening, young Killian Pierce, another guy to caught my eye.
No, they're two really good young defenders. Ross Cody there as well, didn't play the game, but he's another one of the same age. And there's hopefully they'll be there for years to come. They're great athletes and really good defenders.
I suppose that's the future of a team, introducing young lads, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting the balance. You have young lads, but then you still have Colum centre back, Lorden, so it's all about getting the balance. As I said, it's great to get Jack and Vinny in there as well. So there's a nice mixture of youth and experience in our team.
And a marathon game last weekend, and sadly you went down in the end.
Yeah, we did.
In fact, I think it took a great save from Tom Hughes, didn't it?
I don't know how he saved it. It was actually Jack Higgins as well who took the shot. It was difficult to play that game, to be honest, after very enjoyed that day. Like, it was tough on the club, but look, we almost did it for him. Hopefully this year we can try to do something like that as well.
I suppose Joe's left a big hole in the club, hasn't he, Joe? See,
look, after every game he'd be the first person you'd be looking to see after the match. It's a massive loss, and look, our thoughts are still with the Shaughnessy family, but anyway, there's a big hole in the club. Like, it's going to be hard to get over, but look, we'll try to keep his spirit fighting in the club and keep it going for him.
Yeah, so winning the county title will keep him happy up there looking down.
Yeah, it definitely would.
Yeah. Thanks, Connor. Best of luck next weekend. You're playing Buntrody next weekend.
Buntrody next weekend, another football, but we'll try to do it.
Thanks, this evening, Connor.
Thanks,
Connor. Thanks, Connor.